It was 5 in the afternoon when we left the hospital and took a cab to Canal Street. I went into a bar and drank 4 whiskey sodas and got a good lush kick. I was cured. As I walked across the porch of my house and opened the door, I had the feel of returning after a long absence. I was coming back to the point in time I left a year ago when I took that first joy bang with Pat. After a junk cure is complete, you generally feel fine for a few days. You can drink, you can feel real hunger and pleasure in food, and your sex desire comes back on you. Everything looks different, sharper. Then you hit a sag. It is an effort to dress, get out of a chair, pick up a fork. You don't want to do anything or go anywhere. You don't even want junk. The junk craving is gone, but there isn't anything else. You have to sit this period out, or work it out. Farm work is the best cure. Pat came around as soon as he heard I was out. Did I want to pick up? Just one wouldn't hurt any. He could get a good price on 10 or more. I said no. You don't need willpower to say no to junk when you are off. You don't want it. Besides, I was charged in state, and state junk wraps pile up like any other felony. 2 junk wraps can draw you 7 years, or you can be charged in state on one and federal on the other so that when you walk out of the state joint, the federals meet you at the door. If you do your federal time first, then the state is waiting for you at the door of the federal joint. I knew the law was out to hang another on me, because they had messed up the deal by coming on like federals and by searching the house without a warrant. I had a free hand to arrange my account of what happened since there was no statement with my signature on it to tie me down. The state could not introduce the statement I had signed for the federals without bringing up the deal I had made with that fair play artist, the fat captain. But if they could hang another charge on me, they would have a sure thing.